Stan and Linda, age 60, just retired, and they want to relocate to be closer to friends and family. But will moving completely jeopardize their retirement future? Let's see if they get a red, yellow, or green light for their retirement plan. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where it is our goal to help you optimize and simplify your retirement plan.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
We are financial advisors at W.A. Smith, a firm trusted by clients all over the U.S. to help you focus more on your life, worry less about your money. Another great case example today.
We do. Awesome hypothetical example of Stan and Linda. Like many individuals, want to be a little closer to family, especially their kids, grandchildren. So recently retired, 60 years old. They found the place that they want to totally relocate to get closer to their kids. And so we got a great topic here to talk through whether it works or not.
Yeah, I mean, it makes perfect sense. We see this all the time. Who wouldn't want to be closer to kids and grandchildren when now all the days are Saturday, right? Yeah, I mean, people like Stan and Linda were working long hours. They amassed their nest egg, periodic visits. Now they want to make those regular. They want a house that they can host everyone in. They want to be back to that old feeling with the little ones running around. So we want to detail whether Stan and Linda get a red, yellow, or green light here on total relocation.
Yep. And if you find today's topic helpful or relatable, make sure that you like, share, and subscribe so that we can meet individuals and connect with individuals just like you out there.
Yeah, let's detail the case quickly. So as you mentioned, Stan and Linda just retired. They're 60. They know exactly where they want to go. They've already started shopping for homes. They have already got a price range in mind, and they're coming in to sit down with an advisor. They've got $800,000 saved up. And overall, current lifestyle, forget about the relocation plan. Two paychecks coming in, $3,000 a month from pensions. Stan has secured a part-time job that will get him another $1,000. It's something that he enjoys doing, doesn't have to spend a lot of time, doesn't feel like work to him. So there's $4,000 a month coming in from pensions and from the job. Now, they're not Social Security age yet, so they will have Social Security benefits, but they haven't tapped those yet. They're not old enough. No debt, house is paid for, minimal living expenses, pretty clean. Altogether, they can live off of about $6,500 a month right now. They've got $4,000 a month coming in, haven't tapped Social Security. If that were just the scenario, forget about relocation. What color are you giving them?
Green light.
I mean, that's an easy answer, right?
Yeah, they're in good shape.
So that's not the case. They want to relocate, and what they've determined already, and we'll start here, is in selling the home that they have bought and paid for and buying the home that they want in this new location. Cost of living is higher. House prices are higher. The size of the house, the cost of the house in general is a lot higher than what they have now. So they will more than likely, because they don't want to take on a mortgage, they will more than likely want to draw from their asset pool to finalize the purchase. And we're estimating to get it done, they will take their portfolio down immediately on day one of this new venture from $800,000 down to $600,000. Selling their house, adding $200,000 more is what it's going to take to get them the new home. So that's kind of where this whole thing starts to unravel or gets a little dicey, I would say, is now for that new scenario, they've got about a 6 or 7 year period. They want to wait until full retirement age to tap Social Security. So they've got a 6 or 7 year front end window here where the numbers get a little jumpy, if you will.
Yeah. I mean, it's that front end bucket. It's a 6 or 7 year period from where they're at right now to full retirement age at 67 that, you have to come out of your portfolio to cover those expenses. And
yeah.
And so if you lose 25% of your nest egg, your portfolio, with this house purchase, that it's going to come into play. It's going to impact them moving forward here.
Well, it's two phases, right? Because they do have that Social Security paycheck. So if you forget about the 6 or 7 year period before they get to Social Security, once they get there, the other thing we identified is that the living expenses in the new area, we mentioned they only need $6,500 a month in income right now. And with income sources that they have coming in, the shortfall is small. Mm-hmm. You know, they can draw that from their portfolio, no problem, and never run out, more than likely. But we're going from $6,500 a month up to $9,500 a month. That's factoring in everything. That's Stan not having that part-time job anymore. That's additional expenses. They want to furnish the house. They want to spend a little bit more time and money with their grandkids. Things cost more in general down where they're going to live compared to where they are now. So not only do they see their portfolio drop from 800 to 600,000, they see their monthly income needs go from 6,500 per month up to 9,500 per month. So that 6 to 7 year period, the shortfall, which was really small before, balloons on them. And what was the number? 5,500 a month?
Correct.
Now they have to take 5,500 a month out of their portfolio monthly until they get to Social Security. And that withdrawal rate was in the teens.
It's about 11%.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that front end gap, that 6 to 7 years, I mean, they basically are going to be spending a big significant chunk, again, 11% of their portfolio. So what do they need to happen in order to, at the end of that, let's go to 67.
They get to Social Security.
They get to 67. They have a shortfall now of only about, $2,000 a month?
Yeah, I think it was $2,500 a month net.
Yeah, so $2,500 is the number. So in order for that to be successful from age 67 moving forward, we've identified they need to have about $450,000 of that portfolio remaining at a bare minimum.
Yeah.
That still could get dicey, but they need at least $450,000 left, but they're spending 11%. So what could go wrong in those 6 to 7 years?
Well, Jeff? I think the clear thing in my mind is the market. Their investment strategy in that 6 to 7 year front end portion of their plan, if they see a bad sequence of returns, major market losses, the portfolio isn't properly aligned, they don't make the right adjustments, any number of those things, seeing them lose too much during that period might be unrecoverable at that point. And now they have to make tough decisions. They have to decide, are they going to downsize in that new home that they just purchased? Are they going to have to spend less? How do you curb expenses? Can you even make an impact doing that kind of thing? I also think that if they're not careful, they might have to tap Social Security sooner than they want to, which, you know, that could help them.
Yeah.
And that's probably a fallback scenario for them. Yep. Is if we go through too rough of a patch, maybe we have to tap Social Security sooner than we actually wanted to. A couple of things that come to mind.
Yeah. So I want to get to what color are we?
Yeah,
here?
Are we red, yellow, or green?
But before we do that, a great action, you know, for a lot of people, you know, the viewers out here watching, is to head over to riseinretirement.com. It's packed with valuable resources for whatever situation that you're in right now.
Yep.
You know, valuable resources. The Ascend 360 Insider is an option, you know, that you should join that. It's a weekly emailed video every Thursday, just packed with retirement tips and, again, valuable information. So check that out.
Click on the link in the description. Go to riseinretirement.com. Request a consultation if you want to talk to us. Join Ascend 360 Insider. There's some free guides and resources you can request there as well. So let's get to the verdict here.
Yeah.
All right. So if Stan and Linda do not relocate, we're giving them a green light.
Yeah.
They want to relocate. What's your verdict here?
It's a yellow light. At the end of the day, it's not totally out of sight. Again, it's really showing the importance of having a plan. And the biggest, the most important piece is that 7 year gap.
Yeah.
And it's, how do we make sure that we start, you know, kind of chunking off some dollars to make sure that we have those expenses there so that we at least can maintain and have the proper risk tolerance, so that there's $450,000 at a minimum left at the end of that. Now, ideally, again, you know, a lot of commenters are going to go, oh gosh, just throw the money in a S&P 500 index. You'll make that 11% and you're still going to have at least $600,000. It's just not that easy.
Yeah.
You know, depending on Stan and Linda, how much risk they can tolerate. If they happen to go into this in a year where the market declines and now they're taking you know, 11% plus their 600 goes down, it could be, you know, hard to recover from that and make this work. Now, on the flip side, markets could go really well. So again, it's just really about having a plan in place to identify how and when are they going to get that income for those 6 and 7 years, and then kind of hopefully go into a green light territory at age 67 once Social Security kicks in.
So this is a yellow light, and a key takeaways here real quick. Mine is, if Stan and Linda want to see this become a green light, the investment allocation is key for me, meaning that 6 to 7 year period, we have to have a really good plan, and it could mean segregating assets into kind of two different categories. One bucket, if you will, that provides for income in a conservative basis where markets don't impact the income or the account that much, and maybe the rest of it aggressive, or in some capacity aggressively invested to try to capture growth during that 6 to 7 year period.
Yeah. So, you know, I think they follow their heart here, right? And they at the end of the day, you want to live your retirement the way that you see it, and you want to be closer to your kids. There's really no connection there for them back at home anymore. So I think they do it, and I think you make sure that you have the right person guiding you.
Yep.
And you know, live your life at the end of the day.
Let's tell Stan and Linda to take a hard look at that budget increase too, from 6,500 up to 9,500. They included everything, and maybe some of the things in that additional expense need that they arrived at could be taken out, could be adjusted. I think that they can make it work. If you liked today's episode, make sure to drop a comment below. Tell us about your scenario. Tell us what you thought of today's retirement scenario with Stan and Linda. And maybe we'll feature your scenario on a future episode here.
Yeah. Don't forget, check out that riseinretirement.com. Click on the link in the description. And that is it for today. We look forward to seeing you again on next week's Rise in Retirement.